Here to share some information with. If you haven't had the opportunity of hearing Mark speak, he's originally from Haiti, but come to Burns specifically for our liver mush. He heard about it all the way down in Haiti and decided he wanted to come here and try it out. I don't know how many years you have been a part of Cleveland County. I know a lot of the youth, 12 years, remember a lot of the youth remembered Mark as their middle school teacher at Burns Middle School. And so has connections here in the community. And then he shared with me after the earthquake that happened in Haiti, I don't know how many years ago, 7 years, he just felt called to go back and to continue the ministry down there. And so that's what he's been doing ever since. And we're blessed to be able to partner with you and look forward to what you have to share this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. It's better now. I'm so happy to be here this morning. And I thank God for the connection that I have with Zion Baptist Church people. And it all started when I met Mrs. Fletcher in Burns Middle School a few years ago. And since then, it's been growing up, and I thank God until today we still have that connection. It's a blessing for my people and myself as well. So before I read one verse with you this morning, I would like to share with you what we had in Haiti so far. And the first picture here is a day of celebration when the team get that church fixed, the roof being fixed, and installation with fan, everything. So the people, they were excited the next Sunday after they left to have a brand new church. So they decorate the church and praising God. So I have that picture, and I said, it's a good picture for you to see. So they just want me to thank you for this wonderful time that you had with them and providing a roof for the church. And I know God will bless you and bless you and bless you. Thank you so much for that. And the second slide, we already put a wall all around the orphanage to protect the kids, you know, from intruders, because people, they can come in anytime. So thank God we laid down 4,500 blocks, and they were all made by hands. So you can see the people making the blocks. And now the walls is done halfway. So, and we thank you for that, because if it was not your help, we wouldn't be able to do it. Children, they were ready to go to school. First day of school, September the 4th. Everybody has their uniform ready. The one without the uniform, I just picked them, you know, a few weeks before the school opening, so we didn't have time. But by now, they have their uniform and book bags and books, everything ready. So they are very blessed to have you in Zion to help them. Mrs. Fletcher was telling the kids about the kids in Haiti, the way they live in the orphanage. So out of the million of kids, these kids, they are blessed. They are blessed to have 3 meals a day. They are blessed to be able to go to school. They are blessed to be able to have food on their table and shoes to wear. I mean, anything they need, the Lord always provide what they need. So they're on their way to go to school by foot. But when I'm there, they don't want to go to school by foot. So I have to load the pickup and make 2 trips so that I can take them to school. They say, Dad, you are here. We're not going by foot. So I have to do it. So every morning, I would have to load them up and then take them to school. And I enjoy it because they are my kids. They are my kids. And last time I went, the old car that I used to have, I parked the car in the orphanage, and I thought it was the safest place, you know, to park the car. And when I get back, the windshield being broken. And I asked, what's going on? And Collins, you know, the little ones, Collins was the first one to say, we were running a competition. And I said, competition? Competition on what? We're trying to see which rock will hit daddy's car first. And I said, what? He said, Manashi was first, Daddy. It was first. And I said, are you serious? So they break the windshield because they were competing over which rock will hit Daddy's car first. And they enjoy it. They, yes, I got it. So what can I do? Should I kill them? No, they are my kids. They are my kids, so I just laugh. I just laugh. So I take it as is because they are my kids, and I love them all. Amen. I went to that place because there is an old man. I knew him for 30 years some, and after the hurricane, they never ever received a visit in that place. It's a small island. And I didn't tell my wife that I was going there because it is very dangerous. You have to go by boat. When I said boat, I mean this length. And then people, you know, they pack sometimes, but they didn't pack. This time that I went, they didn't pack. So this is where the people, they have to go to get water to drink. And they have to wait until it rains. If it doesn't rain, no water. No water. So they have to carry water by boat so that they can have water. So those little kids, they have to go and get water there. So I went to that place and stayed 2 days over there visiting the island. That's a small island. It belongs to Haiti, but it's a very small island. Until today, the people there, that's where they live, most of them, because they don't have a home we built yet. But I was happy to make that trip over there. The kids, they don't have anything to do. No school, nothing else. They get up in the morning, go to the shore, pick up a few fish, you know, and do something like this. But they don't have to go to school because there is no school. This is where Malachi, the one that we have in the orphanage, this is where he's from. I went to visit his dad and mom. So that's all they do, all day long, sitting by the shore, nothing else. That's the village. The village. That's all they have. Rotten houses. I mean, people, they sit down. They thought I was the president of Haiti when I came. I said, no, I'm not Jovenel. Jovenel is the president. Because they never, ever had anybody to visit them after the hurricane. Nobody. But the Lord put this in my heart to go and visit them. That's the houses. I have to be in that house for a few minutes because it was so hot outside. So I have to talk to some of them and preach them the word of God and encourage them in the Lord. So it was me going over there by boat. I didn't tell my wife anything. And I think she's surprised to see those pictures. Yeah, he got her hand in. So I have the privilege to talk to some kids, encourage them, you know, very poor. And they asked me to pay for the picture, and I give them $1. And they enjoy it. They run after I giving them the dollar, they run because they want to take the dollar to mom and dad. It's hot. It was hot. It's a 2 hours trip. Yep, 2 hours to cross the ocean to go over there. This is the last thing that we have done so far. This is Russo. Russo is the place that the team visited last time. Everything on the ground. And we replaced the roof in the mission house. So if we are going to Russo and work by January or February, whenever you are ready, we'll have a place to stay now. So we have put in a nice, very nice roof over there. And I thank Zion Baptist Church people for that, because without you, we don't know what we will do. So this is Russo, the mission house. Very nice. This is a school that I opened for young people in Artibonite. September the 4th, that was the first day that we opened that. We have so far two classes, one English class and one computer class. So this is the English class. We have 27 in each group, one in the morning, 27, and one in the afternoon, we have 15 in the afternoon. Same thing for the computer class. The young people over there, they enjoy the school. They really enjoy the school. So all of this because of your contribution and participation to what I'm doing in Haiti. This is a church. Right now we are working on rebuilding that church. So this is what being left after the hurricane. And we start to build the foundation all around the old building. And then when we are ready, we will destroy the old building and set up the new building. But right now, they have service somewhere else, waiting for the foundations and the walls to be built. Thank you very much, Zion Baptist Church people. You touch a lot of lives all over the country of Haiti. Because my work is not only in Port-au-Prince, but I go beyond. I mean, up north, south, east, and west of Haiti, we have done what we can do because of your contribution. And every data that I receive from you, every data, it's like a drop of blood coming from your vein. Because I know you sweat for it. You work hard to help us in Haiti. So I want to make sure that I spent every single penny in the right way. May God always hear your prayers, bless your family and home until the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. So there is no words really to thank you, but I thank you anyway. May God bless you. And I want to read this verse with you. In Hebrews chapter 3, two verses, one in chapter 3 and one in chapter 4. Chapter 3, verse 14. And let me give you that testimony before I read those verses. I remember in 2008, it was 2 years before the earthquake. And I was telling all the teachers in Burns that I'm going back to Haiti. I don't know if Miss Conway remember about that. And all of them, they come to me and they say, Mr. Bryce, you think that's a good idea? You think that's a good solution? You think that's a good plan? I said, yes, because I miss my country and I miss my people and I would like to help them. And all of them, they didn't agree with that. They said, you can come here, you can be here and then you help them in Haiti. And I said, well, I know that. And they try many times. They do fundraising for me. I remember one time they sold T-shirts. They do whatever they could to help me. But I feel like I should be on the ground. And in 2008, I decided to go back to Haiti. And it was tough on me because I didn't have anybody to help me except my wife to send me back then $100. It was tough. So in 2009, I came back and get my job back. And I pray and I said, Lord, please make a way. Make her way, make her way, until I met that wonderful woman of God, Mrs. Fletcher. And when it was time for me to go back to Haiti, the Lord really, really blessed me through Zion Baptist Church. And I thank you for that. And I thank Lord. I just thank Jesus for everything. And now I'm telling you, if it was not Zion Baptist Church, I don't know what I would do in Haiti. I'm not hungry anymore. And the kids, I didn't have any orphanage. I didn't have any plan. But because of you, God really blessed my ministry in Haiti. And I thank you for that. Let me give you that verse. And I enjoy being in Haiti. Last time I went to Lowe's Fish Box to get some food to eat. And I line up. And the lady said, what do you want to drink, sir? And I said, sweet tea with no ice. And I heard somebody behind me saying, he might be from Haiti. And I turned around, here he was. Because I didn't ask for ice. We don't need ice in Haiti. We don't need ice. And when I heard that voice, I said, is that you? Yeah. But if you come, I will provide ice for you. promise I will provide eyes for you. But let me tell you this. Verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast. You hear that? Steadfast until the end. That means don't give up. Keep on doing what God called you to do. Because you are partakers of Jesus Christ. And if you move to the next chapter and the same verse, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. That means Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, let us, amen, talking about everybody here, let us, small, whoever you are, if you are here, you belong to that church here. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is your high priest. So let us hold fast our what? Profession. You know, serving God is a profession. You don't feel like staying home because this is time for you to come here and praise God. You don't feel like staying home when it is time for you to go to work. Is that right? This is your profession. You are a teacher. You have to teach. Mr. Bright doesn't have to think about lesson plan now because this is not my profession. But I have to think about people to visit because my profession is now, you know, to visit people and preach to them. Amen. And without your help, I don't know what I will be able to do it. But still stand fast to the profession of serving God. No matter what age you are, amen, how long you've been here, amen, don't give up. Don't give up. Make a good profession to serve the Lord. When you come to church in the Sunday school, amen, and read the Bible, amen, stand fast. Don't give up. And pray for me because I don't want to give up in Haiti. I don't want to give up. Sometimes it is hard on me. It is hard on me sometimes. I remember one day I went to bed and I don't know what happened. I was hungry and then I saw me, you know, in Dennis eating some food on Highway 74. And I was in Haiti. But, you know, but when I get up, I said, praise God, because I'm in Haiti. I'm not in the States. But I pray for you every day. The kids, I'm telling you. I know, Mrs. Fletcher, and you all, you are witness of that. The kids pray for you every single day. Every time they are having food, they pray for you. Because I always tell them, somebody provide the money for that food. Somebody provide the money for what they have to use. So I thank you, and I thank you. But again and again, please remember that. Stand still. Hold the good profession serving God. May God bless you. And I hope the Lord will give you a wonderful time in Him in the dinner. Teachers, I praise God for you. Teachers, I know what does it mean to be a Sunday school teacher. I know that. But I'm going to pray for the Lord to give you patience, amen, and good spirit to teach whoever you have to teach for the Lord. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Mark and Miss Bryce, for coming and sharing in worship this morning. And for those that are be joining us for our Sunday school teachers' meal appreciation, they their schedule allows them to join us as well, so we get to visit and fellowship with them more. How can we continue to help in this partnership with Mr. Bryce and those in Haiti? As you heard him say, the orphans and those in his ministry are praying for us. It's a partnership that we have entered into. He mentioned that there will be a mission trip going, construction, and possibly a chance to work with some of the orphans that are down there, looking at maybe the first of the year, possibly in February or March. If you're interested, you can talk to myself, you can talk to Kathy, Leonard, any of us that will be happy to share more information about the church and get a date set for that project. If you can't go, there is much, much need. And Kathy shared some of the information about the orphans. We've got many in our church who are already sponsoring a child monthly. If you're interested in perhaps sponsoring one of the children monthly, Kathy or myself can give you more information about how much that cost, or maybe you can go in as a Sunday school class or even just a one-time donation. There's many, many ways that we can continue to help those that are in need, but most importantly, we can commit to praying each day for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are in Haiti.